Please pay respect to the Buddha by reciting Namo Tassa three times. Cannot walk, very tired. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa. Very good. Okay. I'm talking about Anapana meditation. I must repeat again. Many problems. My English is very poor, so they do not understand my English. This is also one problem. I will recite Anapana meditation taught by the Buddha in Mahasatipatthana Sutta. Digawa asasando, diga asasamidi bhajanadi. Digawa basasando, diga basasamidi bhajanadi. This is number one. What is the meaning? Breathing in a long breath. He knows I'm breathing in a long breath. Breathing out a long breath. He knows I'm breathing out a long breath. This is number one. Number two is Rasanwa asasando, rasa asasamidi bhajanadi. Rasanwa basasando, rasa basasamidi bhajanadi. Breathing in a short breath. He knows I'm breathing in a short breath. Breathing out a short breath. He knows I'm breathing out a short breath. This is number two. Number three is Sabhasa Gaya Badi Samvedi Asa Seisamidi Sekadi. Sabha Gaya Badi Samvedi Pasa Seisamidi Sekadi. Experiencing the whole breath body, the whole body of breath. I will breathe in, thus he trains himself. Experiencing the whole body of breath. I will breathe out, thus he trains himself. Number four is Pasambhayankaya Sinkara Asa Sisamidi Sikadi. Pasambhayankaya Sinkaram Pasa Sisamidi Sikadi. Coming the breath body, I will breathe in, thus he trains himself. Coming the breath body, I will breathe out, thus he trains himself. This is number four. This four stages lead for attaining up to fourth jhana stage only. This explanation is only for samatha meditation practice. So in this samatha meditation practice, there are four stages. Number one is long breath. Number two is short breath. Number three is the whole body of breath. Number four is coming the breath body. or tranquilizing the breath body. When they are practicing anapana, according to these four stages, postural meditators, when they are practicing to understand long breath and short breath, at that time also nimitta may appear. Postural meditators, when they are practicing long breath, short breath, and the whole body of breath, at that time also nimitta appears. For many meditators, when they practice to understand the whole body of breath, whether it is long or short, at that time nimitta appears. But for some meditators, when they practice coming, number four stage, coming the breath body, at that time only nimitta appears. What is the difference, these stages? Practically, when they are practicing anapana, there are two breaths only, long breath and short breath. Whether it is long or short, a meditator must try to understand the whole body of breath. When it is long, he should try to understand the whole body of breath. When it is short, he should try to understand the whole body of breath. When he is practicing in this way, when concentration develops further, then the breath will become subtle. This is natural. When the breath becomes subtle, at that time he should try to understand four stages to combine together. Four stages means long breath, short breath, the whole body of breath, and coming the breath body. How? When the breath becomes subtle, at that time he should try to understand the whole body of subtle long breath or short breath only. So when the breath becomes subtle, at that time, if he can concentrate on that subtle breath, then very soon nimitta will appear. When nimitta appear, nimitta and the breath unifying together, or nimitta and the breath become same, at that time mind automatically stick to the nimitta. When mind stick to the nimitta, at that time he should focus on the nimitta only. If he can concentrate on the nimitta, when nimitta becomes padibhaga nimitta, counterpart sign, and if he can concentrate on that padibhaga nimitta, counterpart sign, then full absorption may arise. That full absorption is called jhana absorption, jhana concentration. First jhana concentration only. Last night I explained about this first jhana. If you had already practiced five jhana, five masteries, if you want to go to second jhana, how you should try? You should try to see or to understand two disadvantages of the first jhana. In one benefit of second jhana. What are the two disadvantages of first jhana? This first jhana is close to the enemy of hindrances. There are five hindrances. Number one is sensual desire. Number two is anger, pyabhada. Number three is restless and remorse. Number four is sloth and dopa. Number five is doubt. Altogether, there are five hindrances. one or two or many of hindrances are when one or two or many of hindrances are visiting to your mind other than your concentration will decrease. When these hindrances are not visiting to your mind other than your concentration may develop. When your concentration becomes deeper and deeper, and when nimitta appear, other than if you can concentrate on your nimitta, when your concentration develops, then slowly you may see your nimitta becomes kauntabhasai patibhaga nimitta. If you can concentrate on that kauntabhasai patibhaga nimitta, then your concentration will becomes deeper and deeper. And very soon, full absorption may arise. Before full absorption stage, your concentration is called excess concentration, upachara samadhi. At the upachara samadhi stage, five hindrances will not arise in your mind. Excess concentration and full absorption concentration are very close to each other. Because of this reason, when excess concentration arises, other than only hindrances will disappear. Excess concentration in jhana concentration is very close to each other. In the same way, this five jhana also very close to the hindrances. This is one disadvantage of the five jhana. Another disadvantage is, please reflect jhana paddhas again. Among five jhana paddhas, vidyaka and vichara, initial obligation and sustained obligation of the mind to the anabana vribhaga nimitta object is very gross. Vidyaka and vichara are very gross. You must apply your mind to the anabana vribhaga nimitta object again and again. If you cannot apply your mind to the anapana vibhaga nimitta object, your concentration will fall down. So that application of the mind to the anapana vibhaga nimitta object is also gross, because you want to be deeper and deeper concentration. Without application of the mind to the anapana anabana vribhaga nimitta object, if you can concentrate on that nimitta, it will be very good. So you should reflect the disadvantage of vidyaka and vichara, obligation of the mind to the anabana vribhaga nimitta object. Then please reflect one advantage. One advantage is the subtleness of the three jhana paddhas. Three jhana paddhas are piti, joy, sukha, happiness, and egagata, one-pointedness. These three jhana paddhas are more quiet. These three jhana paddhas are the jhana paddhas of the second jhana. Second jhana has these three jhana paddhas only. So they are more quiet. After reflecting in this way, you should focus on your anabana vribhaga nimitta again. But that reflecting time must be only for few seconds only. If you reflect for a long time, then your anabana vribhaga nimitta will disappear. So that reflecting time must be for few seconds only. After reflecting, while you are focusing on your Anapanabhribhaga nimitta again, then full absorption may arise again. For some meditators, usually for beginners, this full absorption is only Vajjhana full absorption. You should stay in that Vajjhana full absorption stage for about 5 minutes or 10 minutes. Imagine from that full absorption, while you are reflecting your jhana pedas, other than you will see Vidaga and Vichara are cross. Piti, Sukha, Igagada, these three jhana pedas are more quiet. Other than with the intention to remove cross peda, Vidaga, cross pedas, Vidaga and Vichara, and to attain subtle pedas, which are the second jhana's pedas. You should concentrate on your Anapanabhribhaga nimitta again. While you are concentrating on your Anapanabhribhaga nimitta again, then very soon full absorption may arise. Other than you will understand Vidaga, Vichara, initial obligation and sustained obligation of the mind to the Anapanabhribhaga nimitta object disappear. Only three jhana pedas, PD, joy, sukha, happiness, ekagata, one-pointedness, these three jhana pedas only remain. At that time, we can say you attain second jhana. If you attain second jhana in the same way, you should try to maintain your second jhana for a long time. For beginners, if they want to go to second jhana, they should re-establish Vajjhana for about nearly 1 hour. Imagine from Vajjhana, they should reflect to disadvantage as one benefit. After that only, you should try to attain second jhana. If you already attained second jhana, next day, if you want to go to second jhana, then you should try systematically. First, you must re-establish your Vajjhana concentration. And then you should stay in Vajjhana for 4 or 5 minutes only. Imagine from first jhana, you should try to go to second jhana again. You should maintain your second jhana more than 1 hour, 2 hours, etc. Then you should try 5 masteries of your second jhana in the same way as mentioned in first jhana. Then if you want to go to that jhana, how you should try? You should practice Vajjhana for few minutes, 2 or 3 minutes. Then second jhana for about nearly 1 hour. Imagine from the second jhana, you should reflect 2 disadvantages and 1 benefit. 2 disadvantages are, number one, you should reflect this second jhana is close to the enemy Vajjhana, especially Vidaga Vichara. Because of Vidaga Vichara is very gross. Because of this grossness, this Vajjhana is very easy to fall down. In the same way, this second jhana also close to the enemy Vidaga Vichara. This is one disadvantage. And then please reflect PD. PD is gross. When joy is very strong, at that time mind cannot be stable. Because of this joy, emotion will arise. Because of the emotion, concentration cannot deep enough. So PD, joy is gross. Because of this grossness, this jhana also can easily fall down. This is second disadvantage. Then another one is one disadvantage. And what benefit? Please reflect sukha and egagata. Happiness and one-pointedness. Sukha egagata is more quiet. These two jhana vedas are the jhana veda of that jhana. After reflecting in this way, then you should again concentrate on your anapana paribhaga nimitta object. While you are concentrating on your anapana paribhaga nimitta object, very soon full absorption may arise. That full absorption for beginners may be only second jhana. You should stay in your second jhana for 5 minutes or 10 minutes. Imagine from that second jhana, you should reflect your jhana vedas. Other than you will see, piti is very gross. Sukha egagra is more quiet. Other than to remove gross veda piti and to attain or to achieve subtle veda, vedas, sukha and egagra. You should concentrate on your paribhaga, anapana paribhaga nimitta object again. When you are concentrating on your anapana paribhaga nimitta object again, then very soon full absorption may arise. That full absorption may be that jhana. If it is that jhana, you will understand piti disappears. And only two jhana vedas, sukha and egagata, remain. And then we can say that you attain that jhana. If you attain that jhana, then next day, if you want to re-establish your that jhana concentration again, then you should try systematically. You should re-establish your Vajjhana concentration for a few minutes, 2 or 3 minutes. And second jhana concentration also 2 or 3 minutes only. Then you should try to attain that jhana in the same way. You should re-establish your Vajjhana concentration more than 1 hour, 2 hours, etc. And you should practice 5 mastery again. If you satisfy, then if you want to go to that jhana, how you should try? You should re-establish your first jhana concentration for a few minutes, 2 or 3 minutes. Second jhana concentration, 2 or 3 minutes. And that jhana concentration for about nearly 1 hour. Imagine from your that jhana concentration, you should reflect 2 disadvantages and 1 benefit. 2 disadvantages are, number 1 is, you should reflect this jhana, this jhana is close to the enemy piti or second jhana. Because you can easily fall down to the second jhana. The another disadvantage is, please reflect jhana vedas. Sukha in egagda. Please reflect sukha is more gross. Why? If you want, taking one object, if you feel happiness, then this is the mind is not quiet. This, because of this happiness, your jhana can easily fall down. Because if one have such strong happiness, mind cannot be quiet. So this is gross. Because of this grossness, you can easily fall down to the from your jhana. This is one disadvantage. Then you should reflect one benefit. One benefit is, please reflect upekkha egagata. Upekkha is equanimous mind or equanimous feeling. In egagata, one-pointedness. These two jhana vedas are very quiet. These two jhana phadas are the jhana phadas of fourth jhana. While reflecting in this way, after reflecting in this way, you should focus on your anupana vibhaga nimitta object again. When you are focusing on your anupana vibhaga nimitta object again, then very soon full absorption may arise. You should stay in your full absorption stage for about 5 minutes or 10 minutes. Emerging from that full absorption, that full absorption may be the jhana only. Emerging from that jhana full absorption, please reflect your jhana phetas. At that time, you will see your jhana phetas sukha is very gross. Happiness is very gross. Upakhaya gagra two jhana phetas are more quiet. At that time, with the intention to remove gross fetters, sukha, and to attain or to achieve subtle fetters, more quiet fetters, upakha ikagata, which are the jhana fetters of fourth jhana. You should concentrate on your anapana paribhaga nimitta object again. While concentrating on your anapana paribhaga nimitta object again, then very soon full absorption may arise. That full absorption is fourth jhana concentration. You will understand at the day happiness, feeling, sukha, disappear. And only two jhana phetas, upakha and ekagata, equanimous feeling and one-pointedness remain. Two jhana phetas are present in your fourth jhana. So if you are sure that your fourth jhana is sure, then you should write this five masteries of your fourth jhana. If your fourth jhana is real fourth jhana, then you will understand when you are entering into your fourth jhana concentration at that time, your breath completely stops. There will be no breathing. So, altogether there are four jhanas. First jhana, second jhana, third jhana, and fourth jhana. That fourth jhana can produce strong, powerful light. First jhana also can produce powerful light, but not same. Fourth jhana concentration's light is very high and very powerful. For example, Venerable Anuruddha's fourth jhana concentration can produce such a powerful light up to 10,000 volt cycle or 1,000 volt cycle. So very strong. For some meditators, the light of wisdom is very far away, maybe 2 or 3 miles or 4 or 5 miles or 10 miles, etc. So fourth jhana concentration light is very powerful. With the assistance of that light, if you discern ultimate materiality, ultimate mentality and their causes, you can easily understand them. Ultimate materiality and ultimate mentality are the noble truth of suffering, dukkha, siddha, dhammas. Their causes are samudaya, siddha, dhammas, the noble truth of the origin of suffering. These two noble truths are called sankhara formations. These sankhara formations are the object of vipassana. You must contemplate them as anicca, dukkha, and anatta. Systematically, at that time, we can say you are practicing vipassana thoroughly. So to understand this ultimate materiality and mentality and their causes as anicca, dukkha, and anatta, strong, powerful, the light of wisdom is necessary. Fourth jhana concentration can produce the strong, powerful light of wisdom. But there are some meditators, they also want to practice kasinas. in 8 attainments. If they want to practice 10 kasinas in 8 attainments, at the time, if they discern 32 parts, such as head hair, body hair, nail, teeth, etc., they can clearly see they are different organs, different parts. If they can discern these 32 parts clearly at the time, if they want to practice kasinas, they can practice 4 kala kasinas. For example, taking head hair as object, they can practice nila kasina. The nila kasina, they translate in different ways. Some translators, they translate as brown kasina. Some translators, they translate as black kasina. Some translators, they translate as blue-black kasina. Which is true, I don't know, but black is your head hair gaya, color. Not Westerners' head hair, Asians' head hair color. Especially Indians' head hair color. That color is called nila. You can practice nila kasina. Taking your urine as object, you can practice yellow kasina. Taking your blood as object, you can practice nila, lohita kasina, red kasina. Taking your skeleton as object, you can practice white kasina. But if you can discern 32 parts internally and externally both, external head hair etc. also can be the kala kasina object. So both internally and externally you can do kala kasinas. If you already practice these kala kasinas, then you can try other kasinas also. If you attain 10 kasinas up to 4th jhana stage, then you can also go to immaterial jhanas. If you practice 8 attainments, 8 types of jhanas, this jhana is very strong and powerful. They can produce strong, powerful lights. So at that time, if you practice whole sublime abidance such as metta, loving kindness, karuna, compassion, mudita, sympathetic joy, and upekkha, equanimity, it is very easy for you. Today I will stop here, mind to mind talk. You can discuss about some questions. You can read. How many? Go what the show hunting normally. No question here, the show has. Maybe you can read. Okay, better.
Is it better to have the eyelids completely closed or open a bit? In either case, where should the eyes be pointed, up or down, and should they be focused near or far?
Okay. If you can forget you are, it is better. Because close eye is better, but when you close it, here he asks, where should the eyes be pointed, up or down? Maybe if you cannot forget your eye, there is another problem. Another problem is when your nimitta appear, if you can concentrate on your nimitta, the nimitta also will be brighter and brighter. And then the light of wisdom also surrounding your body everywhere will become bright. Especially if you focus your nimitta with your closed eye, at the time when the nimitta become bright, at the time that light attack to your eye. When the light attack to your eye, at the time tears will come out. At the time concentration will decrease. This is one problem. Another problem is if you focus with open eye or closed eye to your nimitta, then for if you practice for many days or for many months, then here many tensions will appear and then your eye will become painful. This is also another problem. Because of this reason, if you can forget your eye, it is better. But a little bit open or close. Close is better. A little bit open also not good. But while you are closing your eye, you should put up or down. This is your eye. This is also not good. You should forget everything about your eye. It is better. If you cannot forget your eye, then these problems will appear.
Sometimes when I concentrate on the breath object, very strong feelings of anger, guilt, regret, excitement, or happiness arise spontaneously. These feelings are much more distracting than conceptual thoughts and also last much longer. What should I do in this case?
All unwholesome dhammas proximate cause is ayoniso manasikara, unwise attention. All wholesome dhammas proximate cause is also yoniso manasikara, wise attention. So when you are focusing on your breath object, at the day very strong feelings of anger, guilt, regret, excitement appear. This is unwholesome dhammas. Anger is unwholesome dhamma. Guilt or regret, this is also unhappiness. Unwholesome dhamma. Excitement, this is also unwholesome dhamma. This is nearly restless mind. So, these unwholesome dhammas proximate cause is ayoniso manasikara, unwise attention only. Now you are always breathing. Have you always anger? You should consider carefully. While you are practicing anapana, while you are focusing on your anapana object, at that time only anger appear. So this is because of your unwise attention only. Every day you are breathing. There's no time you are not breathing. Even you are sleeping, at that time also you are breathing. At that time no anger. Now when you are focusing on your breath object, at that time only anger appear. Why? This is because of your unwise attention only. We call ayoniso manasikara only. What is unwise attention? Every impermanence are anicca, impermanent, but you may pay attention to nature, permanent. Every impermanence are suffering, dukkha, you may pay attention to happiness. Every impermanence is another non-self. You may pay attention to these impermanences as other. Especially ada. There are two types of ada. You may accept there is soul or self. Sometimes you may accept this is I, this is he, this is she, this is father, this is mother, etc. If you pay attention in this way, this is also called unwise attention. Depending on unwise attention, you have anger. Not because of breath. If you focus on your breath, automatically anger cannot arise because of this unwise attention only. In the same way, happiness. When you focus on your breath object, usually when concentration develops, at the time only happiness arises. But automatically cannot arise. Automatically, if happiness arises, this is because of your attention only. So please remove your unwise attention. In the place of unwise attention, please replace wise attention. What is wise attention? Wise attention means you should focus on the breath object as breath only. Not I, not he, not she, not father, not mother, etc. You should not remember this. You should focus on your breath object as breath only. Then these problems will disappear. Okay.
Some days the anapana practice goes well with mind focus on breathing object and some signs of concentration, but some days nothing seems to go right, maybe bad weather, some health problem, etc. What can one do when such a day happens where the practice seems boring and the mind is weak? How should one maintain motivation to continue further? What adjustments can one make to improve the practice?
Continuous practice is necessary. Please stop talking. Please stop thinking. They are very dangerous phenomena. If you talk too much, then your concentration will decrease. Then if you think about, especially if you investigate too much, then your concentration cannot develop. So if you want to attain jhana concentration, please stop talking, please stop thinking, please stop investigating. When you are practicing vipassana, investigating is very useful, very good. But when you are practicing samatha, investigating is not good. If you investigate too much, then concentration cannot develop. There are seven bhujanga, enlightenment phakatas. Number one is sati sambhujanga, the enlightenment phakta of mindfulness. Number two is dhamma vichaya sambhujanga, the enlightenment phakta of investigation. Number three is viriya, the enlightenment factor of effort. Number four is piti sambhujanga, the enlightenment factor of joy. Number five is pasati sambhujanga, the enlightenment factor of tranquility. Number six is samadhi sambhujanga, the enlightenment factor of concentration. Number seven is Ubhaka Sambhojanga, the enlightenment factor of equanimity. Altogether, there are seven enlightenment factors. Among these seven enlightenment factors, Dhamma Vichaya, investigation, Viriya, effort, and Piti, joy. These three are one group. Pasadi, tranquility, samadhi, concentration, and Ubhaka, equanimity. These three are one group. Sati, mindfulness, is in the middle, both sides. So if investigation group, investigation effort, and joy are strong, concentration group will decrease. concentration group means pasati, tranquility, samadhi, concentration, and upagga, equanimity. These three are called samadhi group. Investigation, effort, and PD, these are called investigation group. There are two groups. If one group is become very strong and powerful, then another group will become decreased. So you should, while you are practicing samatha, you should try to make the two groups balance. So investigation group is very strong, other than concentration group cannot develop. When concentration, but when you are practicing samatha, concentration group become in excess, it is very good, no problem. But when you are practicing vipassana, investigation group becomes in excess, it is also very good. So, but when you are practicing samatha, if you can do these two groups, make these two groups balance, it is better, no problem. So, when you are practicing anapana, you should try to make the two groups balance. But you may do not remember these seven enlightenment factors. If you want to remember, then you should study this better.
For those who had jhana experience, can he or she ask questions to the Buddha or Bodhisattva in a jhana state to obtain answers on dharma? If a person who has stable jhana, will that person be able to live longer and healthier by the power of jhana?
According to our Theravada tradition, it is impossible. Jhana means concentration on your jhana object only. For example, when you are focusing on your anapanabhribhaga nimitta, if you can focus on your anapanabhribhaga nimitta, other than you can attain jhana. But if you are asking questions to the Buddha, this is not jhana. This is only your imagination only. Where do you see your Buddha? Where do you see your Buddha? So, Buddha, according to our Theravada tradition, Buddha took Parinibbana, already took Parinibbana. Parinibbana means final cessation. What is final cessation? In one sutta, Buddha explains this final cessation with one example. There is candle light. There is still wine. There is still wick. If wick also exhausted, wine also exhausted, fire ceases. When fire ceases, where this fire go? Where this fire did go? We cannot say where this fire did go. We can say completely cease the fire because of the exhaustion of oil and wick. In the same way, Buddha took Parinibbana because of the complete cessation of causes. Five aggregates also cease completely without remainder. Buddha's arahant path, destroying defilements completely without remainder. Especially among the defilements, avijja, ignorance, tanha, craving for new existence, upadana, clinging to new existence are predominant defilements. His arahant path completely destroying these defilements. Because of the complete cessation of the defilements, their karmas before they, which they had accumulated before they became rahat, these karma also have no power to produce new existence. Because of this reason, we can say that his arahant path completely destroys avijja, ignorance, tanha, craving, upadana, clinging, sankhara, volition and formations, karma. Because of the complete cessation of these causes, the five aggregates of the pre-nibbana, final cessation, cannot rise again. There will be no more new existence, new aggregates. At the final stage of complete cessation stage of pre-nibbana, after pre-nibbana, there will be no more new five aggregates, new existence. The meaning is, after pre-nibbana, there will be no Buddha. They cease completely. Because of this reason, how you should ask this Buddha? It is impossible. This is only just imagination only. Meaningless imagination. Number two question, Any person who has stable jhana, can he live longer life? This is like, it depends on his karma only. For example, in Dino Buddha, there are some arhats. As soon as they attain arhatship, they pass away. They take pre-nibbana, final cessation, like Bahiya Dharuchiriya. He is quick attainer of arhatship in our Buddha's time. But as soon as he attained hardship, very soon he passed away. So how we can say, one who attained jhana can be long life? It is impossible. But possible way is, if he can maintain this jhana concentration up to that moment, after that he may reborn in one of Brahma world. Depending on his jhana. At the day, in Brahmava, he may live long life. It is possible. So if you want to begin long life, then please maintain your jhana concentration up to that moment, not to fall down.
What are the differences between axis concentration and first jhana? And how does a meditator go from axis concentration to first jhana? When a meditator arises from jhana, are the five hindrances totally absent? If not, to what extent are they suppressed?
We do excess concentrations in Fajjana. The difference. The difference is excess concentration also take anabana, for example, anabana bribhaga nimitta counterpart sign. In the same way, Fajjana concentration also take anabana bribhaga nimitta counterpart sign. Object is the same, but at the excess concentration stage, five jhana paddhas are not so strong enough to maintain his jhana concentration for a long time. But when he attained up to the five jhana stage, at that time five jhana paddhas are very strong and powerful. Then it can maintain for a long time. One example is there is small child, young child. When he was very young, he cannot stand up. With the help of parents, he can stand up, but easily can fall down to the ground. In the same way, excess concentration stage, when jhana pedas are not so strong enough, because of this reason, he easily can fall down into bhuvanga. When he falls down into bhuvanga at the day, many meditators says he knows nothing at the day. Mind go away from the object, but which object he cannot say exactly. So frequently he cannot maintain his concentration for a long time. But when he attains jhana concentration stage, at the day, he can maintain his jhana concentration for a long time, because five jhana fetters are at the day very strong and powerful. For example, strong powerful men can stand for a long time in the same way. When a meditator rises from jhana, are the five hindrances totally absent? It is impossible. In time of Buddha, there are also some meditators who attain jhana, but when they emerge from jhana, hindrances appear again. Because of unwise attention. For example, predominant example is Venerable Devadatta. When he practiced Samatha within one rains retreat, he attained 8 attainments in 5 mundane sex powers. But he had a lot of desire to become Buddha. He wanted to possess a lot of pains, a lot of gains. Because of this greediness, his jhana fell down and he cannot re-establish his jhana concentration. So depending on unwise addition, hindrances may arise when he emerged from jhana. But if he had wise addition continuously for many years, it is impossible why hindrances will not arise. Like Venerable Mahanaga. He practiced Samatha and Vipassana for 60 years. Within 60 years, any hindrances never arise in his mind. Because his jhana concentration and Vipassana concentration can suppress these hindrances for 60 years. Because he had always wise attention. But Venerable Devadatta has unwise attention. So because of this reason, he cannot maintain his jhana concentration. Okay.
One more question.
Yes, yes.
In practicing Anapana, why keep the two groups of 7 enlightenment factors balanced? It is just focusing on the group that produces concentration, for example, tranquility, concentration, equanimity. For the other groups, such as effort and joy, when we do not think, do we not investigate and just focus on breathing? Isn't it intentionally producing an imbalance? Is the imbalance only addressed by proceeding to Vipassana meditation?
Maybe if you can focus on your anabana or anabana nimitta thoroughly, it is not necessary to try to make balance these two groups. But some meditators, they investigate too much. What? I want to be long this nimitta. I'm only just investigating. I don't want to attain jhana. I want to investigate only. May my nimitta may long. Okay, this become long. No problem. May wrong, and it will become wrong, etc. In this way, he is investigating only. If you do in this way, then you cannot attain jhana. But if you focus on your nimitta only, without investigating or without wandering mind, just focusing, then concentration will become deeper and deeper. At that time, we can say your seven enlightenment factors are balanced. At that time, it is not necessary to try to make the seven enlightenment factors or two groups to make the balance.
What emotions are related to the four elements?
I do not understand this question.
I think, sorry about that, I have to ask the question right now without writing, because that important question came because of that seven factors, and sorry about breaking the rule. In Visuddhimagga under Thayagata Sati Namatthana, because you said sometimes when you are doing Anapana Sati, you don't have to balance the seven factors. But in which occasion that in the Adichitta Sutra and in the Adichitta Sutra and Bojjhanga Kosala Sutra and Siti Bhava Sutra, over there you have to balance. Could you please explain us for our benefit?
Really, they are very long suttas. How I can explain? They are very long suttas. How I can explain? But
not right now. In a future time. Like the reason is, if you can find the occasion, because of sometimes this is a very.
They are, in short, they are also seven enlightenment factors. If you can make balance the seven enlightenment factors, then it is enough only. But when you are bright days in concentration samatha, then concentration group is becomes in excess, a little bit excess, it is also okay. No much problem, you get a danger. But when you are bright days in vipassana, investigation group becomes in excess, it is also okay, you get a day nibbana. But